Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Believer's Baptism. The word baptize literally means to dip under or to immerse. It also has a secondary meaning, to dip into dye, which has the metaphorical idea of identification. Baptism always has the key idea of identification. In other words, it testifies to and illustrates the union we now have of being in Christ. Two important points. Number one, baptism is distinct from the gospel message. 1 Corinthians 1:17, Paul writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but, contrast word, but to preach the gospel." Romans 1:16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." So number one, baptism is distinct from the gospel message. The gospel message is simply the message about Christ that we believe. Baptism is a ritual that is performed. Number two, baptism without exception in the New Testament follows believing the gospel. Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." We first make disciples, and then we baptize disciples. Make disciples first, then baptizing them. Believer's baptism. It's believer's baptism. Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ because of the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Acts 2:41, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." Acts 8:12, "But when they believed, Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." When they believed, they were baptized. Acts 8:36 and 37. "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and he said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.'" Acts 18:8, "Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized." Note the order: hearing, believed, and were baptized. Baptism is an act of obedience. In Acts 10:47 and 48, we read, Peter says that the Gentiles are coming to faith here, and that's the context. And Peter says in Acts 10:47-48, "Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. But note, he commanded them to be baptized after they had received the Holy Spirit. He commanded them to be baptized. So that is the order. We first believe, and then we are baptized. Biblical baptism is believer's baptism. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.